please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora, and we want to welcome you to Kicking It with Kim and Tora. We have three topics, and we cannot wait to get to them. I know you all have heard about the Russell
Wilson
square. How can Sierra be with such a square? I mean, I know it's such an off-brand topic, but I just wanted to address it really quick for all the ladies out there who are screaming at the TV saying, how could this dude say this? First, I was going to mention his name, but he's not worthy of mentioning. But he's an NFL ex-football player, and I don't know why he would do this. I know it's some rumors out there that maybe Russell might have messed with one of his girlfriends back in the day. I don't know if that's a haterade comment, but let me put this to rest for all of you. And I also want to get your opinion, because for me, never was the bad boy my flavor at all. I always wanted intelligence. I always wanted men. They didn't have to look a certain way. No, but they just had to be intelligent. They had to be about their money. And they literally, I wanted every last one of them to treat me right and just not dog me out. There was never a time where I wanted to be with a bad boy. You don't know you're going to end up with, I think every woman starts off, at least good women. I'm not talking about those women. I'm talking about the women, good women. We all start off wanting a good man. You don't know that they're not, because they woo us in the beginning and all that. And then you end up going, so you're just like everybody else. You just want to dog me out and have babies all over the place and cheat and lie. I don't want that. And I think Sierra was at that point in time in her life, after dealing with that type of dude, she wanted a peace of mind. And that makes you look younger, makes you feel healthier, makes you concentrate on your lifestyle, and makes you want to be the best you. And the brother appreciates her beauty and intelligence. So many men are jealous of that. So I'll take the square. Square for me.
I don't know that I think he's a square. I think that hateration is really going on, because mm-hmm. he has a beautiful family, a beautiful wife, a phenomenal career, bank, bank, bank. There's nothing mm-hmm. to be criticizing Russell. He's I don't know if he's intelligent, but he must be the quarterback, because you have to be able to make those plays work, and he's attractive and he's in shape. So hateration all day. But all day. I personally, like a man who is, you know, attractive, fit, intelligent, mm-hmm. but I am from the inner city, and I do mm-hmm. like a little bit of an edge. It's a little difficult for me to date someone who's just straight, 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 straight. But I don't want a straight up bad boy either. I just like me. I'm intelligent and whatever, whatever. But I have that little mm-hmm. edge, because, you know, I'm from the city, and I just absolutely. Like a little edge, so that we're, you know, vibing. But nobody wants these raggedy, cheating F boys no. and broke no. jokers and
disease carrying. I said disease carrying. Nobody oh, yeah, wants nah. that.
Baby, multiple baby mama having. Nobody really wants that. I'm not saying that a good girl can't unintentionally fall in love with a guy like that mm-hmm. and then try to make it work. But I do know some women who only like what we would consider bad guys. It was, you know, from when we were younger, they would always want to date people selling street pharmaceuticals mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a girlfriend who liked a couple guys in my neighborhood that I personally was kind of scared of. I don't mean, like, we're neighborly. Right. We had a group, but I would be scared to date somebody. I never wanted any hardcore people. It's not my thing. It wasn't
in line. When you've had your share of, I call them negative bad boys, you know for a fact that's not what you want. And you know for a fact that a real woman, that is not what she wants. At least for me, it isn't.
At least so, for me too. Yeah,
you can I be don't a know thug, but only in the bathroom. That's the only thug I want. Like
in the what? In the bathroom?
Yes.
That's I don't need a thug in the bedroom either. We can be intelligent with our edge and keep it moving.
I just need you to know how to thug it out in the bedroom.
I do not even like when they say they want to beat it up. I don't have nothing on me that I want you beating up. You can do everything you need to do without any of that.
No, I guess I mean my thug. I just need him to have rhythm and, you know,
That's a brother.
Right.
So,
is that what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay, that might be what I'm saying.
I think so, but you know,
that's the only time.
I happen to be single, so if there are some intelligent, attractive, fit, prosperous, meaning successful mm-hmm. brothers mm-hmm. with that little edge, but you're a good guy, but you got that little edge, mm-hmm. hit me up, slide up in my DMs, and let's see what you're talking about.
Look, be careful what you ask for, because they come in trolls now. They will okay, come. Beat them off.
I've always been able to handle the one after another till I find the right one, so it's all good. But, you know, have you seen in the news that the FDA has now approved gene-edited cows for sale as beef in America? And it's the third GMO animal, because they had previously approved salmon a while back. Salmon's in the market now. And then they approved GMO pigs. And then everybody is saying, well, you know, this chicken has to be GMO too, because look at it. I don't eat it anymore, but I don't doubt that they're wrong. You know, or well, I mean, I don't doubt
there was a shortage. I don't know if you remember, there was a shortage on wings. So it's like, well, if there's a shortage on wings, you mean to tell me that they started creating chickens with more than just two sets of wings?
What?
I had saw that. I saw that and I was devastated. Like, somehow, how can that even be healthy?
I heard that they were creating them without bones. It's some kind of crazy thing that was out about KFC chicken having no bones. And
well, McDonald's chicken nuggets have zero chicken in it. Zero. It's a paste and chemicals. So I don't eat that.
French fries don't even have anything besides potato powder or something like they don't even have any actual potatoes, but I don't know if it's true. I mean, McDonald's.
I believe it 110%, because my thing is this, I have always been in tune with my body, and that's one thing I give myself credit for. I can eat something and I can tell you I'll never eat it again. I've tasted a McDonald's chicken nugget. I've tasted a McDonald's chicken sandwich. I've only tasted those things. I could have never continued to eat that. Never.
Once I used to tear up some nuggets. But you know, I haven't been to
Chick-fil-A. Was the only nugget I could eat.
Who?
The only one. Chick-fil-A. That's the
only nugget. Chick-fil-A's, Wendy's, McDonald's. I ate, but I haven't eaten beef, so I wasn't doing Big Macs and stuff. But I haven't eaten at a fast food restaurant, I want to say almost a decade. I let that go.
Awesome.
And then that's for a while, awesome. I was only doing Chick-fil-A because I did used to eat chicken. Mm-hmm. It might be more like 7 or 8 years, but it's been a long time. And when I used to eat Taco Bell, because mm-hmm. I used to like.
Well, it's not Taco Bell anymore.
It's not?
That was my first job I ever had. And when I tell you it was real beef and chicken back my days, that stuff they serving people now, I don't know what that is.
Before I stopped eating fast food, I would try to get Taco Bell. I had to stop going every time. I used to get chicken soft tacos mm-hmm. every time. My stomach Bubble would be hurting. My stomach Bubble would be hurting. And I finally had to say, Kim, what are you doing here? You're not getting any more of this. You know what I mean?
See, you're in touch with your body, because if you ask somebody, they're like, oh, I don't think it was that. It probably was. You know what did it. You know what did it. You ate something. You drank something. You tasted something, and right after you started feeling, and it didn't happen before, so you know what it is. And that's why
it happened repeatedly. It was repeatedly. But you know, another thing is that they changed the label for GMO foods to the USDA adopted bioengineered.
So it will say,
well, you're going to see it. Some people came on my thing, videos, and were commenting saying, yeah, I've been seeing. They said they saw it on Starburst candy, and they saw it on other things.
Who's making them do it?
They said they saw it on Walmart potato chips, which I will never know. But United States Department of Agriculture got rid of the label GMO and exchanged it. Now they're calling it bioengineered. So you're going to see on the package that the food is bioengineered or is derived from bioengineering. And we've also seen, even though the USDA is kind of denying it, we also have seen that they call it biofortification. If the food is saying it's biofortified, that can be GMO. It can be other things as well, but it definitely means that the nutritional value of the food has been altered. What are they doing? What are they doing to our food supply? I mean, like, it's blowing my mind. Like, what are they doing?
So, okay, this is how I know they're doing something, okay? And they're doing it in a rapid, fast, they're doing it in a rapid, fast way, okay? So, I just had to have a colonoscopy, and if anybody ever had one, you know you got to do a prep, which means you got to clean everything out of your body, and it's like a 7-day period. I lost weight. Not only did I lose weight, I had ailments. Like, I had severe shoulder ailments. Like, my husband bought me all these creams.
While you're purging for the colonoscopy?
No, before I had the colonoscopy, I was in severe pain.
Like, I'm saying while you were trying to clear your body out for the colonoscopy, or before you even started doing...
Before okay. I was even scheduled my appointment to have it, I was just in so much pain. It was altering my brain. I was in so much pain.
Oh my God.
And I was grumpy. I was just not in the mood. I was going in depression because it was just physically painful. So once I cleaned my entire system out, I wasn't able to take my vitamins anymore. I wasn't able to eat, you know, anything. I had to be on a liquid diet. Mm-hmm. So everything was out. And I was like, well, since I got to be on a liquid diet, I'll just drink water every day and, you know, tea or something, but I'm not going to just substitute it with broth. Like they were saying, you could eat broth for your meals or whatever. I was just like, screw it. I don't need to eat.
You're telling me you did a liquid fast?
I basically did a liquid fast.
Oh my God. I don't know. What I remember you telling me that you had to clean your system out, mm-hmm. but I don't think I thought you were only drinking. Girl, congratulations. That's not easy to do.
I was sitting, and thank you very much for that too, but I was sitting in the hospital where the doctor's office to have the colonoscopy, and they were asking me how did I feel and everything, and I was like, you know what? I feel great. And they were like, oh, good. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I just realized I'm not in any physical pain. Like, my back isn't hurting, my shoulders aren't hurting, my hips aren't hurting. Like, what the heck? And so, of course, I was like, God, please, I'm going to ease myself back and find out. So I took my vitamins. And of course, you know, I was taking them on an empty stomach. So I started just eating yogurt, just plain Greek yogurt, just to coat my stomach. No pain, right? Now I'm introducing.
That's bizarre because that's dairy, which most Blacks are lactose intolerant. So I'm surprised.
And Greek yogurt normally doesn't bother me at all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I used to eat it a lot.
Yeah, just plain organic Greek yogurt from Whole Foods. I literally was eating that with my vitamins just to coat my stomach. So mm-hmm. I did that for 2 days. And then, because I had it done on Monday. So I'm good, right? So now I'm introducing solid food back into my diet. My shoulder is killing me.
Oh my goodness.
Killing me. And I'm
what
like,
what kind of solid food have you started eating?
I had chicken mainly, baked potatoes, but they were not from me. They were from TGI Fridays.
Okay.
Broccoli from TGI Fridays. And I don't know. I think
that might be a big part of
salmon and salmon from Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you, the salmon from Whole Foods, and I'm going to ask them about this. It's changed. It's not the original salmon. I feel like it's not. It doesn't taste.
Is it saying wild caught?
It's saying it's wild caught, but it just, it's not hitting like it used to. And when you said that the salmon, I'm like, I hope they aren't doing this with the Whole Foods salmon. Because I know I stopped eating Sam's Club salmon. Because I read the back, this lady came and told me, she said, why are you buying that? And I said, what do you mean? She said, that's not fish, that's not salmon, that's not anything. I said, what do you mean? She said, first of all, it's being raised, not wild, and it's farm raised. And she said, and that color, it's dye. It's not really pink. Right. I turned it over and read the back and I said, and that was the last I ever touched that salmon. The last.
I realized, and it's hard for me because I don't eat anything other than fish and seafood. A mm-hmm. lot of the seafood and fish in America is from China. And I personally am not eating any food from China. So
I
have to be very particular in terms of what I'm purchasing in the store. Now, in the restaurant, I mean, who knows? They might be saying it's wild caught. I mean, really, who knows in the store? We don't know.
We don't. But have you seen people on TikTok and social media talk about how they can go to other countries, eat the exact same foods they eat here in the United States and lose weight? Because that happened to me.
Yeah.
It happened to me in Mexico.
Yeah.
I eat ceviche. I love fish from and seafood, and just like you said, and I love like fruit juices, like, you know, homemade pressure.
Oh my God, Mexico is the bomb on that. They make watermelon juice and
And I drank it every day, all day, and lost. Came home and was looking at my clothes like, what in the world? So what is that telling you?
And you know, there's a video I posted where sister's in Germany. This was a while back, but she's in Germany and she starts showing us her pantry. And she said, we're eating the same crap. Here's
one. Talking about the young Black girl?
Relatively young Black girl. Yep. Mm-hmm. She's like, here's chips. She just showed us a
cereal
full of crap. Cereal. And she said, and we're still losing weight. We're still, and she said, we're eating the same junk we ate at home and we're losing weight.
And her, and the ingredients was like two or three ingredients, and it was no yellow number five, yellow number nine, or whatever the numbers are. There was none of that on the back of the ingredients. So I saw that and I thought to myself, I wonder why we are doing it and who allows it and what is it doing? Is it only about the cost? Like, well, we could do it that
way.
It's
not about cost. It's not at all about cost. And everybody knows it. Most European countries ban food from
our food. Yeah. Yeah,
nobody wants our crap. I don't know why our government is hell bent on killing us and making us ill. And I'm not going to say anything to get us to get us censored, but something's wrong with our government. Like something really, really wrong. Like I was saying, giving away all that money while most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, you're just sending billions. And I mean, we've got to figure it out because they will destroy us in a minute.
And if we knew anything about the way the world is, you look at our United States presidents. I mean, President Carter is still alive, him and his wife. And if you think about it, they are all skinny, from Clinton to Bush.
A big old chubby dude now, but
no,
dude, oh, he got skinny again.
He's a toothpick. Oh my god!
He got skinny again. Okay,
I believe he's still a vegan too.
Who?
Bill Clinton. I believe he went vegan. I believe he's still.
He was all chunky. He must have gone something.
Oh, since his French fry eating in the White House days. Yeah, he's skinny as a toothpick, but he's healthy. But my thing is this: it's probably knowledge. You know, once you get into that position, they're like, look, let me just tell you the truth. This stuff right here is like eating cyanide because everything makes everybody sick. My kids got these eczemas and all this skin things. And I'm like, honey, it's what you're eating. When you were home with me and I was preparing your foods, I didn't let you all eat whatever you want. You out in the world, they eat whatever they want. And yeah, they get sick.
My kids eat out a lot. Yeah. I don't even worry about it. This is my thing. I'm going to tell you what I know. You know, I've told them. Told them all kind of everything. Now you make a choice. Mm-hmm. You make a choice, because what I'm not going to do is always be upset and worried and concerned. I'm going to share the knowledge, and then you have your journey. You make your choice. If you screw it up and I can help you, even though you didn't follow my advice, I'll help you anyway. But if I can't help you, honey, I told you. You know what I mean? Because I can't be miserable all the time. But I'm wondering if the people in political power and with extremely huge financial coffers, I'm wondering if they don't have some different food than us.
They do.
Yeah, because that's what I don't think is that they got some knowledge.
Do you really think Donald Trump was eating the fried chicken?
Some unadulterated food. Yeah, I've seen that clown on the plane eating McDonald's. I was like, that's gotta be for show. I'm not buying it.
They say that is like he loves that type of food. So they were like, well, give him that food, but give him the food that, you know, they sell overseas, McDonald's. Don't give him the one
that's a porker too, though. He's a porker the way Bill Clinton used to be. He is fat. I mean, Donald Trump is fat. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've seen him like golfing and doing stuff. And I'm like, wow, dude, you are a thick one.
So at this point, you know that they're eating different foods that we're eating.
I would
think so. Be that thick and that big and still have all your scruples and be intelligent and still be healthy. And when you got people who are the exact same size, but are either dead or sick, had a heart attack, got cancer. Come on.
Diabetes. Diabetes, blood pressure, all of that.
You name it, nothing. Like, there's no way this guy can play the golf he plays, run the businesses he run, and he's eating the same foods we're eating and drinking the same things we're drinking. It's just no way.
I don't know that he's well. You know what? I tell you the truth. A lot of times you don't know the aches and pains and chronic health conditions that people have just from looking at them. Sometimes skinny people have high blood pressure too. I don't really understand that, but sometimes they do. But I mean, you know, one thing I did want to say, when you were saying that you were in so much pain that it was changing your brain, one time I had a pain in my lower back from doing stiff leg deadlifts. And I tell you, the pain was so bad that my brain was foggy. Now, while my brain was foggy, I didn't realize it. But like, say, 7 or 10 days into this thing, when I start feeling better, I realized, hey, this, that was different. That isn't how you feel now. So it is, pain can really, pain is no joke. Yeah,
it's no joke. And my body is very intuitive. So it lets me know everything, and it goes straight to my brain. That's why I have to apologize constantly to people. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, because I know me. I can handle pain, but I can't handle pain. So it's like, I can deal with the fact that I'm in excruciating pain, but I can't handle it. Like, I might just come across as very brute, and I don't mean to be, but it's just like, this is messing with my brain so bad, because I know it's like, I can't move it this way, this up, that, like, everything is just killing me right now. So, and I'm not going to take painkillers.
Oh yeah, me either. And see, that's the thing that I was saying, like, to look at you, now you're telling us that you're in pain, but to look at you, I wouldn't have a clue. And so I have learned that you never know what somebody's really experiencing based on how they look. Some people carry their pain and their illness around. You can look at them and be like, man, I know you're ill. But other people, you don't know.
Yeah, because I'm one of those people that you just said, like, I don't want everybody to know my pain level. And it's crazy you said that, because I just had a conversation with my daughters. I was showing them pictures that I had taken in stages when I got burned. And they were like in shock. They were like, and I said, yeah, see, you don't know. And I was running off the list of, you know, chauffeur, cheerleader, coach, hairdresser, psychologist. I was running off all the things I still had to be and looking like this. And they just was devastated. And I felt bad afterwards. I was like, y'all all right?
Were they too young to realize? Were they too young to realize?
I think it was exactly how you just described it. I think even as the bad condition that I looked like and the bad condition I was in, I still had the spirit of keep going, I'm going to get through this. So no one, because I remember my best friend telling me this. She was like, well, if you wouldn't act like you were all that, maybe somebody would feel sorry for you. And I didn't know what she meant.
Nobody to feel sorry for us. We need people to have compassion and try to help us, but I've never need anybody to feel sorry. Yeah,
exactly. So I never knew, and probably she could have articulated it like you just did, but
yeah, maybe she didn't mean exactly that. Yeah,
but the way you just articulate, like, we don't need anybody to feel sorry for, we need compassion and support. But yeah, and that's probably what she meant, but it came off as in, well, you need to stop trying to act like you're so strong and you got this and let us help you. But it was like, I'm not acting like that. I'm just, you know, keep carrying on.
You're being yourself. One time my mother said to me, one thing about you is no matter what happens, you just keep going. You just keep going. And I was surprised she said that. It's probably not untrue. It's probably true, but it's not. I don't really think of it like I'm just going to keep going. It's
What the hell? I got to do it.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You got to do what you got to do.
And that brings us to, like, probably because I just, you know, started saying to myself that I'm 7 years younger, because I found out that, you know, a certain country has a Gregorian calendar, and that, you know, Haiti is behind us. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so it's our calendar is the Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian
calendar. It's Ethiopia that has a different calendar, and they are about 7 years behind us. And they have 13 months on their calendar, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 13 months. And the time, the month, everything is all different. Mm-hmm. And they say it plays a psychological part in their life, because when they come over here, they look at everybody like they're so ancient and old. And they're like, well, how old are you? And someone says, you know, they might be 40. Like, well, why do you look 140? And I'm like, oh, really?
But wouldn't that apply? Okay, let's say they're 7 years behind. Mm-hmm. And somebody was born 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. It would still be 7 years behind. They would still be celebrating 40 years. They have 40 years. It just, the dates are, the name of the year is different. Right.
That's what. Yeah. But the mindset, it's almost like the people who don't celebrate their birthdays, they don't.
I'm not really celebrating age. Anymore. Not because of age, but I don't want to continue to age. And I do think it's a ritual that continues to age you. So I was telling my kids, we still travel or whatever, but I'm not going to be just talking. It's my birthday. Forget it. I'm done.
There literally is a tribe and they're starting to get more famous. This tribe is, but they don't know birthdays. They just know birth. You know, the mother gives the birth to the child and they know death, of course, but they don't consider death death. They just said this function is out and the other function takes over.
I'm with that too.
So you don't have any fear of anything. You don't have any fear to live. And I think that's what most people think they have a fear of dying. I think most people have a fear of living because you don't know how to fulfill that. So they don't know that.
Life. I love
so
that.
Everyone in this tribe looks so young. Like they were interviewing a 50-year-old woman and I literally was there. I was like, there's no way.
Because she doesn't even know she's 50, right?
She doesn't even know. She looked so 18. Her body, she had, I think, 6 or 7 kids. Not a stretch mark, not a fat roll, not a love handle, nothing. Hair so beautiful and silky, skin nice and tight.
What continent is the tribe? Is it hidden, Africa?
No. Well, it's a hidden island. It's a hidden island, and they have been protected by pretty much everyone because somebody tried to go in there one time.
The islanders themselves were repelling visitors. Yeah. And don't go ruining their life.
Yeah, some dude wanted to go over there and teach them about Christianity. They was like, get out of here.
We don't want no GMO foods, no Christianity. No. Don't kill up our water.
We don't need your God. We don't need your Bible. We're good. And they got rid of him. And a couple of other people have tried to bring boats close to the island, but they got traps now, I guess, to make sure they're protected. And they have no illnesses, no sickness. Like I said, I'm quite sure if someone passes away is for whatever reason, but they've been able to get some type of knowledge, you know, from them. I don't know how. I'm assuming,
I don't really even know either, but I think a big part of their wellness is not all the food and drink and air and stuff is contaminated here. Yeah. And then we are very much removed from nature. We stay inside buildings. We wear rubber on the bottom of our feet, which inhibits our electricity because we're bioelectric. All the stuff we do is detrimental to us. If they're walking barefoot, not wearing a lot of clothing, because I've learned that the clothing inhibits us as well. If they're not really wearing a lot of clothing, they're not wearing rubber-soled shoes on their feet, they're in touch with nature, they're eating fruits and vegetables, maybe a little hunting, little meat here or there. They're living give me a tent and let me go live like that.
That's what I'm talking about. And you just said something that brought back something to me. You said we wear rubber on our shoes and stuff. Now, this was an unconscious social experiment that just happened to me. I had to run outside to get some mail to the mail lady before she passed. Before she drove away. So I had no shoes on and I'm running out there and I never not have shoes on. I hate outside.
All the time.
That is like my phobia.
But even in the house, you wear shoes?
Oh yeah, 110%. Never.
I take them off as soon as I get in the door. I have them on now.
Right by the door. My house shoes are right by the door. I have several pairs around the house just to make sure. Because sometimes, people remove things.
People move your stuff. Your stuff, moves itself. Yeah.
It moves itself, right. So I was running out the door to give her this mail before she drove away. And I had no shoes on because I was only focused on trying to hurry up and get this package off that was already late. When I came back in the house, I was going into my basement to retrieve my slippers. And the cat is in the basement. The cat ran up to my feet and would not let them go. This cat doesn't mess with me. I don't mess with the cat. We know each other. we cool, but it would not let my feet go. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Stop this. Why are you acting like this? And it just kept hugging it and hugging at my feet and just grabbed. I was like,
the cat doesn't go outside, does it? It's a house
cat. Not at all. Not at all. It's a house cat. He hasn't been outside since he rescued the cat. And I said, this cat was remembering the smell of outside. Mm-hmm. It was, and that was like that social experiment where I was like, it's something about outside that's like, you know, like euphoric.
I walk outside without shoes. I call it grounding.
So I'm going to try it now.
I call it grounding. Sometimes if I, like, when I was having those really long hearings on Zoom and we would have a break, I would go take my shoes off and go walk around my property. You know, I believe in doing that. I don't do it as much as I should, but I would love to. I want to change my lifestyle more. Like, I meditate and all that, but I want to really start being.
I did a project in school on hookworms and how they get into your heels and go up in your body from the ground.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just not interested, you know?
Scared you. People
let their dogs walk their dogs where they have worms and don't pick up after. So it's just, I'm like, I'm good. I'll keep my shoes on.
But I might walk understand that. I understand that. But I just have always known that we need to hug trees. We need to put our feet on the grass, even on the asphalt. Grass is better, but even asphalt, I walk up and down my driveway just to get some kind of connection, you know. But I think that all of that is very interesting. And I think that pretty soon, well, that's all. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
That we're going to get back to nature really soon, sooner than we think? Is that what you think?
I think some of us are, because some of us are not going to tolerate the kinds of things that seem to be coming down the pike. Others will, but I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. Give me a tent, give me a, I don't care. I'm just, some things I'm just not going to do, but hopefully we'll figure out something before it gets to that point, I think.
Hopefully, I agree, because at this point, I'm so modern as far as I want a house, I need a car. You know what I mean?
That's I'm okay. Not, that's all right.
I'm mean, not there. You know,
there's room for all of us.
You remember they used to call them tree huggers back in the day?
I wouldn't mind being one.
They don't call them that anymore. That's like a curse word. Like, how dare you call someone a tree hugger? Like,
call me a tree hugger. I mean, I don't hug trees that much, but I would like to. I would like to.
It was the analogy of a tree, you know, like you want to save
like a hippie. And all of that.
You want to save the forest, the rainforest. You want to save life, which is, I'm with that. But I also want to, you know.
You want a nice house with a great car and some shoes.
Designer shoes. Exactly. That's it. Sorry, well, I'm not there yet. I'm getting there. As I sip on my air, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a process. Mm-hmm. Thank you all. We appreciate you joining us. We hope you found this entertaining and enjoyable, as we always do.
Absolutely. And so thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora, and see you next week with another 3 topics. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and pass this on so we can all comment and have daily topics that we enjoy.
See you next time.
See you next time.